Now, let me just take a few other thoughts about the nature of New Testament prophecy. Turning to Deuteronomy 18 for a moment. Here is a promise given through Moses of the coming of Jesus as the ultimate prophet. We need to bear in mind that Jesus is not merely a savior and a shepherd and a king and a redeemer, but he's also a prophet. And we don't have a complete picture of Jesus if we don't see him as a prophet. In fact, he was the greatest of all the Hebrew prophets. And this is what Moses said. God said through Moses, Deuteronomy 18, verses 18 and 19, I will raise up for them, that's Israel, a prophet like you, that's Moses, a prophet like you, Moses, from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. He was a unique prophet because everything he said was from the Lord. The other prophets were fallible. Some of what they said was from the Lord. Some was just their own words. And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him. So for those who refuse to listen to the prophetic ministry of Jesus, God says, I'm going to require it of him. I'm going to demand an explanation of why they slighted my prophet, why they ignored his words. And Peter quotes this in Acts chapter 3, speaking to the Jewish people, and his language is even more severe. In Acts chapter 3, verses 22 and 23, he's speaking and quoting Deuteronomy 18. For Moses truly said to the fathers, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things, whatever he says to you. Now listen, and it shall come to pass that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. Brothers and sisters, if we refuse to hear the prophetic ministry of Jesus, we are in serious trouble. God says, on that account, we can be utterly destroyed from among the people. You see, if God sends a prophet and we ignore him, what are we doing? We're ignoring God. Well, brothers and sisters, we ignore God at our own peril. It's not safe to ignore God. Now, another fact about prophecies of the Bible is it's a unique characteristic of the Word of God. It's a unique mark of the one true God that he accurately predicts the future. And no other world religion has anything that compares with biblical prophecy. If we don't understand biblical prophecy and affirm its truth, we've lost one of the strongest arguments in favor of the Bible. Islam has nothing, Buddhism has nothing, Hinduism has nothing, Shintoism has nothing. Only the Bible contains predictions made thousands of years before they happened that were exactly fulfilled. Let me quickly read to you some passages from Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 41, verses 21 through 24. The Lord is speaking to people who worship idols. And he says, present your case, says the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons, says the king of Jacob. Let them bring forth and show us what will happen. Let them show the former things what they were, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them, or declare to us things to come. Tell us either the past or the future, and we listen to you. Show us things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that you are God's. Yes, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and see it altogether. What God is saying is that if they can't predict the future and they can't tell you the past, ignore them. They're contemptible. And then in Isaiah 42, verse 9, behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. That's a mark of the God of the Bible. He tells us what's going to happen before it happens. And then in Isaiah 46, verses 9 and 10, remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. In what way? Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. So it's a unique feature of the God of the Bible that he declares both the past and the future. And he says, if I can accurately declare the future hundreds of years before it happens, that's sufficient evidence that what I say is going to happen. See, we are totally depriving ourselves of one of the strongest arguments for our faith if we ignore biblical prophecy. And then in Deuteronomy 29, verse 29, there's a little comment where Moses says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children that we may do them. Shall I tell you the problem with many people that make a mess of interpreting prophecy? They're meddling with the secret things. They're trying to find out things God hasn't revealed, and they are not obeying the things that God has revealed. I don't want to pry into God's secrets, but I want to obey what God has revealed.
For more information about Derek Prince or Derek Prince Ministries, visit us online at derekprince.org.